official unemployment rate has rebounded. Stats SA data showed that unemployment rose to 27.6% in the first quarter of this year. Just to put things into perspective, in the January to March quarter of 2018, there were 4.4 million people unemployed, that is officially. That number grew to 6.2 million in the January to March quarter of 2019. The number of discouraged workers, that is those people who've given up on looking for a job, has also increased. That's by about 156,000. Taking the expanded definition of unemployment to 38%, some 9.9 million people are unemployed there. The country has been in an unemployment crisis for years, and it seems any solutions that have been put on the table so far just haven't worked in a material way. Well, to break down the numbers for us, I'm joined on the line by Mamokgethi Molepiani. She's an independent Labour analyst. Mamokgethi, the Labour report indicates that jobs were lost pretty much in every sector, suggesting that businesses remain under extreme pressure and that they're having to let go of workers. What were your observations in this regard?
It's nothing surprising, Nampu. When I say we, I mean South Africa is going through arguably one of its toughest times economically for the past 4 years. Hmm. The economy has stagnated, and as such, companies have found themselves painted into a corner, so to speak, not just by the conditions, by the way, that exist here at home. I think your listeners would be aware of that, but also by the conditions that happens elsewhere. I mean, if you look at a sector like the mining industry, it's directly affected by things more that happens outside South Africa's borders and in a global market, but also in the commodities industry, how that industry is often cyclical, and it has ups and downs, and it has, yes, that it's performing well, and yes, that it's not.
Yes.
It so happens that sort of this economy is in a bad state, and we are not seeing any positive upshoot for an industry like mining, not just here at home, but even in a global, on a global scale.
Yes. What were your observations in respect of what's often referred to as the country's ticking time bomb, and that is youth unemployment?
It really is, and I know we have used that phrase for so long. Trade unions have used it regularly, but it truly is. I mean, the number of unemployed youth, Nampu, is twice the amount of the national percentage of unemployed people. So we have more, I mean, it's higher than the national employment numbers. That, for me, it's worrying in a labor market that is struggling to absorb people into it, but also in a labor market that has not just poor labor absorption rate, but it has also the number of people who potentially could enter the job market.
Yes.
That is the youth, increasing with each quarter while the economy has struggled to even retain jobs.
Mm.
So on the one hand, so we are shedding jobs and we are not creating jobs, yet we have a population that is young and a population that has a high percentage of people ready to enter the job market.
Interestingly as well, the household sector is also taking strain, as we see that some 31,000 jobs were lost there, which I guess speaks to the likes of domestic assistants, gardeners being let go. And I suppose it's a combination of things like household earners either losing their jobs or the cost of living or both combined.
Yes. And when that happens, obviously, they will look to say, what are we cutting down? And often they will reduce the number, they will cut down on either people who are working for them as a way of minimizing the cost of what they are spending on.
Yes.
And as you have said, it's a combination of factor. Those who employ domestic worker and those who employ other service people will either be retrenched or the economy struggling or both, and therefore they have to decide what do we keep, what do we not keep. It's a tough time, I think, for South Africa. And I've just tweeted, I've just recently activated my Twitter. But I've just tweeted to say it's going to take much more for President Ramaphosa and his team to deal with the issues of unemployment and to tackle the growing number of people who find themselves marginalized, especially those who were not economically active and not employed. That's what they call the NWEET. That, for me, marks indicates to a larger issue that government will have to find, not just have flexibility enhancing policy for product and labor market, because that won't be sufficient, but they must also have policies that protect workers, allow inclusiveness, while at the same time having policies that ensure that the economy is growing. Because Nompu, I do not think alone government can spearhead job growth or must be at the forefront of it. I think business sector here at this time, as we are seeing, this is a crisis, business sector here must come on board and work together with President Ramaphosa and the team to say, okay, now this is what we are investing in, and we are not just committing, because we saw the investment summit and the job summit, they committed and said this is the money we are committing. It was already in the pipeline anyway, but this is the actual time for doing and less talking.
And obviously gone are the days when government was busy trying to hire as many people as it could, which has now led to, you know, the bulging public sector service that we now have. And of course, they've made it quite clear that they're looking to cut that down. So they can't really be trying to also create jobs on their side, except for where they actually need to.
Yes, and it cannot, therefore, be the biggest employer. Some of your listeners, of course, will disagree with me. As I saw a tweet already was saying, no, that is possible. Government can be the biggest employer. But in the context of our economy now and government policies that we have seen unfolding, and by that I mean expanded public works, it's unsustainable in the long run, given the small tax base we have, given the amount of wages that goes into sustaining the public sector. And not just that, we have an economy that is facing a mixture of things, a slowdown in productivity. Some sectors have extremely low wages, some sectors have high wages. There is some level of high income inequalities in our economy. Added on top of that, and these are just South African things that I've mentioned, added on top of that, you have structural changes that is brought on by things like technology, by things like digital revolution and globalization. So of course that will have an even further impact in South Africa. And of course, not forgetting the demographic change that's happening within South Africa. So it's a boiling pot, a steaming pot of simmering issues that they, President Ramaphosa, I think this must be a priority for President Ramaphosa's policymakers and team in how we get the economy going, we bootstrap the economy, and it has to kick itself out of the glut that's in and somehow create jobs.
Yeah, I mean, like you say, whatever the solutions are, they're not going to be quick fix, but obviously education has to be key as well, because we are deficient when it comes to skills and the like.
Yes, it has to be, but then at the same time, it has to be in such a way, Nompu, that it not only becomes the key priority, as it has been for years. I mean, since democracy, it gets the highest budget. But now it has to align its outcomes with the reality of a changing workplace and a changing labor market. More important, and I say this because here we are a country that continues to have some of the highest percentage of graduates who are unemployed, meaning institutions of higher learning produces graduates that somehow the labor market of companies are saying we cannot use them because they do not have the skills or the qualifications we are looking for.
Yeah. I think politically, perhaps, and the reason why I want to go down the political road is I did see that you did a post-election analysis. Perhaps the ruling party got a taste from the elections of what it means to be in the last chance saloon. What needs to happen to really shake up the structural unemployment the country has? And of course, it's obvious that obviously the solutions, like I said, will not be overnight solutions. But what needs to happen right now so that 5 years from now, you and I are having a different conversation?
A government and the private sector have to not have an imbiz or a gathering, but have to, if they are going to talk about us, say, this is some of the initiatives we are kicking off and this is how we are carrying them out. These are the kind of young people we will be employing. This is how we will be monitoring it or implementing it. And government at the same time should say, while this is happening, this is the incentives we are putting in place to encourage further investment into this initiatives that we've put in place. Because if this doesn't happen and we have another job summit or an investment slash with the theme of job summit, I do not think we are going to get this right. More importantly, as we link this to politics, we have seen how the young people, not only are they not interested in the politics, those who are interested are seem to be saying to the ruling party, soon it will be chaile time unless you are addressing issues that affect us. And issues that affect us are now, are the immediate things. We do not have jobs. We are standing on corners begging for bread. We are standing on corners trying to see if we can have jobs. If you cannot address this, then you are not for us. We will perhaps then try to find something that suits us. And I think there are parallels to how unions, this unfolded in unions. We saw it unfold in the platinum sector where the workers felt that their home union was not listening to them.
Yes.
And as such, they decided to prescribe their own order and take things into their own hands and decide how they want to shape the future for themselves. I do not think South Africa can afford to have a youth that is idle, not only because it is a wasted potential, but I also think it will take time for them to catch up. But politically and socially, it adds to the ticking time bomb you referred to earlier,
yes,
if their issues are not addressed.
That was Mamgethi Molepiane. She's an independent Labour analyst.